It was a record year for LGBTQ candidates in races for state legislatures across the country. Soon, those lawmakers will file into state capitals in a year where many of their colleagues may file anti-LGBTQ legislation. That includes Montana, a state that passed multiple bills against transgender rights in recent years and where Republicans won even more seats in the state legislature. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
Well, welcome, everyone, to legislative orientation.
Newly elected and returning Montana lawmakers were buzzing recently during their first gathering at the state capitol in Helena since the November election, including Representative-elect Zoe Zephyr.
Have you spent much time in the capitol?
I testified in the capitol in 21, and that was the only time.
Zephyr, originally from Billings and now a resident and soon-to-be representative of Missoula, testified often during the 2021 legislative session in opposition to bills targeted at transgender Montanans, like a proposal to ban trans women and girls from participating in women's sports. Here she is in January that same year.
The image of, quote, trans women ruining the integrity of women's sports paints a false picture of life as a trans woman. It incorrectly claims that we have a competitive advantage, and it misses why trans people transition in the first place, which is to lead a happier life.
Next month, Zephyr will return to the Capitol halls as Montana's first openly transgender woman elected to the state's legislature, sitting next to some of those same lawmakers who voted for those anti-trans bills.
Watching bills pass through the legislature by one vote, I cried and I thought to myself, I bet I could change one heart, but I could change one mind. We need representation in that room. I'm going to try to get in there.
And Zephyr's not alone in bringing that representation. She'll be joined by Representative-elect S.J. Howell, Montana's first trans non-binary legislator elected to office this year. Even though this is a win for Democrats, Montana is still getting redder. Republicans will more than dominate the legislature and could continue to push on restrictive policies like making it harder for trans Montanans to update the gender marker on their birth certificates. This issue was top of mind for at least one voter who I spoke with at a polling place in rural Montana on Election Day.
Governor passed that you can't have your gender changed on your birth certificate.
Christine Holmes, a trans woman in Deer Lodge, says she has little hope things will change in Montana.
And I believe that you should if you are who you think you are and know who you are.
Lawmakers have begun drafting legislation to bring next session, and a few Republicans have already requested proposals restricting health care for trans minors and attendance at drag shows. In the past, Republicans have said these kinds of measures are aimed at protecting young people. Zephyr is realistic about the challenges she'll face in pushing back against legislation she says is harmful to the state's LGBTQ community, but she is optimistic.
Representation is not a guarantee that you can stop harmful legislation from going through, but it is the best defense we have against bills that hurt vulnerable communities.
She points to her election as proof that there is support for representation. That's underlined by the historic year that LGBTQ candidates had in state legislatures across the country. 196 were elected, according to the Victory Fund. Zephyr says a top issue her constituents want her to prioritize is legislation to boost access to affordable housing, and she plans to work across the aisle on that and other issues. She says she'll be able to find shared goals with Republicans, even those who disagree with her.
It is the day in, day out conversations with people, the humanizing effect of working with someone and working with someone who, over the course of the legislative session, will get to know that I have a nuanced life and that I have genuine beliefs, and so do they.
Montana Democrats have found allies in moderate Republicans before, and that also gives Zephyr hope. She'll start that work in earnest when she's sworn in to Montana's 68th legislative session on January 2nd. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Rager in Helena, Montana.